the first step in the safety plan is for the person to customize it with their own warning signs. What are those things that are their triggers? What things get them upset? So that the person is aware of what those warning signs are in themselves and, you know, kind of can start to plan on how to help themselves as soon as those warning signs arise. The second step is, what are those internal coping strategies? And the person, again, customizes them themselves. Is listening to music a coping strategy for me? Is writing in a journal a coping strategy? Is going to the gym? Is doing yoga? Is going for a walk? Everybody customizes it to their own internal coping strategies so that people, when they're in crisis, can be reminded, oh, you know, I really do enjoy going for a walk, or I really do enjoy, you know, playing with my dog. Let me try this. Then the next step after identifying their internal coping strategies is, what are those social supports and social settings that would be helpful for them? If they like to go to the local coffee shop and talk with the people there, they would list that. If they like to go to the library and look at the latest books, that would be a social setting. You know, try to have healthy social settings that the person feels would be helpful to them. Does going to the gym help them? They would identify those social settings that would help them feel supported. If they need to go to talk to a faith-based person, if that would help them, that can be identified as a setting. Some place that can take them out of the moment of feeling hopeless. The next step would be family and friends that they can go to who would know that they were in crisis and can help them, that the plan had already been shared with. And contacting the friends and family would just be at the touch of the button because they'd be already identified in the plan. And then step five would be identifying those professionals and agencies, whether it be the 1-800-273-8255 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, local resources, someone's therapist, someone's primary care, someone that they can be immediately connected to for support. And then the last step is helping to make their environment safe. We're working on a new campaign about making your home suicide safe for your family. If you have a loved one who's suffering from depression or going through a stressful time, make sure that any of those means that somebody might use are locked up and secured and out of harm's way. So the last step would be how to make the home or the area where the person is safe from means to take their own life. So it's a six-step plan, very well laid out, and as I said, customizable, shareable, so that you can share it with those people and places that would be your support. And the beauty of it is, as I said, you don't have to worry about, where did I put that piece of paper that I have my crisis plan on?